Blessings, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and we're available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. For the next 2 hours, the squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. I am Miss Trish, and this morning, as always, I'm joined by my partners in life, Queen Kaya and Farrell. Gina's not here today, but she will be here in the next few weeks. But before we do anything else, like every other show, I'm going to pass the mic to our CEO, who's rubbing his hands together, getting ready to give us the daily, He's getting ready to give us the daily. CEO Farrell, bless the show. Everybody who is listening this morning.
The energy's feeling right. So I just want to take a moment just to, again, just give thanks to life. I want to give thanks to God, our creator. I want to give thanks to our ancestors who are present and making it possible for us to be able to be on here. And I just ask that, like every week, let this show be entertaining for our listeners. Let it be educational. Let it be uplifting. But most importantly, let it be empowering. And I just pray that everybody be in a spirit of love, in a spirit of light, unity, strength, and great health. Hotep, amen, ashe.
Ashe. You guys, it's December 2nd, Thursday, wow. December 2nd. Wow. This is it. This is it, guys. This is it. End of 2021. Let me turn that down. Last month of the year. How you guys feeling on this day? How you guys feeling on the second day of December? What's going on? Let me know.
I'll just jump in there.
Of course, please do. Please do.
So yesterday, I want to go back one day because yesterday was World AIDS Day.
December 1st. Okay.
World AIDS Day. And we pay homage to those who passed away from this man-made virus. Mm-hmm. And we just want to send love out to the survivors of the families because we know how tumultuous the AIDS and HIV virus can be. So we just want to spread love and just let the people know that we understand and we love you guys. We see you.
That's right. That's right. Other than that, how was your week? How was your last Thursday to this Thursday?
Hey, my week is turned up.
I like it.
Even though everything had, I felt like everything was falling apart. Sometimes you don't got to fall apart to rebuild.
Exactly. Rebuild. Amen.
So this week was actually one of my first weeks of true clarity. And I'm actually going to be addressing that, later on about some different things. I'm just getting better and better and better every day.
Yes, love to hear it.
I've got a lot this week, so thank y'all for having me.
Right, I believe that God has shown out this week, too. I'll tell you guys me too. All right, Pete. How you doing?
Your energy is blessed, man. I have to say, it's like, in my head, we're already in 2022. I'm like,
okay,
this year's done already. Just moving forward. But it's been really blessed. The energy's been great. I think I was telling you guys that within the OFC, we created a social club. Mm-hmm. It's been a highlight of my life.
It's wonderful.
I have to say, because we did something a little different in this group, right? We're all a part of a bunch of WhatsApp groups, right? At least 10 each, at the least, right? But this group is a little bit different because we make it a point to share videos in the group, like where we send each other video notes.
Very nice.
I think we got maybe 30, 40 of our members in this group.
Beautiful.
But it's so dope to see people, you know what I mean? And it's like the vibe that's shared in the group and the love that's shared between the members. I love it. Mm-hmm. So it's a huge highlight, you know? And I'm blessed to be in the situation I'm in and to be able to do what I do. I get a lot of praise, you know, like, thank you for what you do. Like, you really appreciate it. But people don't know, like, the love and energy that I see exchanging, it's like I appreciate it. It's a gift for me. Like, I do what I do because I love it. It builds me up. It gives me strength. If I wasn't doing that, I don't know what I would do.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I really enjoy investing into the people, investing into my community, and just creating opportunities for people to connect, right?
Gotcha.
Because we're going to take it for granted. You know, so that's been like one of my highlights. And then on the business side, we have the business team that's been growing and doing really, really well. And we have people coming out every Monday. Now it's gotten to a point where we're about to branch and create a second business team.
Okay.
So we have one, this one is going to be starting every Tuesday morning. So we have a Monday morning one and a Tuesday morning one. So that's huge, huge, huge highlights. And other fun little things. Well, I told you guys last week about my son and the The life choices he had to make.
Yes, 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 yes. We spoke about that. Yes, of course. And how's that going?
It is exceptional.
Good.
It's awesome to see his, you know, his growth, his maturity, his dedication to what he's doing.
Good.
It's been super, super lit. Now he's getting up close to the same time as me. I get up about 5:30. Now he's getting up like 6:30.
Good for him.
I mean, he's doing a little training in the morning.
Nice.
And it's really like my thing is just getting the children on a certain regiment. You know, so I've been slowly getting them to kind of follow the steps, you know, so it's like I have them get up in the morning, same like how I get up, obviously, but meditate. So when they come out of the room, I'm like, you didn't meditate yet?
Right. Of course. No, for sure.
Take some time, and I have them now following a certain routine, you know, I have them now journaling and stuff as well.
That's what's up.
You know,
I love that,
take the time. I make sure they read a little something in the morning. I make sure they work out in the morning, even if Zynga's is curling her
toes. Oh, she's so cute. Oh my goodness, I love it.
You know, we have a bar at home. She has her chin up.
Okay.
She has five chin up, 10 push-ups.
Her name suits her, man.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Her name suits her, yes.
She's always down. So, you know,
love
it. So that's been lit. And I think the last little joke, we played Monopoly. My wife is ready to ban Monopoly from the house.
It gets competitive. I can hear you coming with the competitiveness. Okay, talk about it, P. What's going on with the Monopoly?
I totally crushed the kids.
Yeah, you have no mercy, eh? You're one of those. You're one of those too, eh, Kaya?
Our challenge makes them better.
It makes them better people.
But you guys have no mercy, though. Yeah. Okay, let me ask you guys a little question.
Yeah.
There's not even a little ease. You should see the eyes the two of them are giving me this morning.
Let me just tell you this. I have never had a child, I have one that has said, oh no, not her.
Mm.
But when I'm done with them, they all want to come back. I have my friends.
They
want
to continue the challenge.
I want to live with you. I want to live with me. You know I'm going to whip you, right? It's okay. I will get whippings. I don't mind. Matter of fact, you can smack me right now. She put a hand out like this, like, do it.
Right.
Come on, Auntie, just take me.
Right. Okay. You
so
see?
They don't. That's not what it is. Kids love people who challenge
them.
They do.
Yes.
They love it. And you know what? There are some children who love anybody who let them just do whatever.
Yeah. That too, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
There's some kids out there that if you just start giving them a little bit of that rawr, they love it.
Yeah.
So I don't fault you, Pete, because I'm going to tell you something. Those are the kids that are going to be Spartans in the middle of the
yes.
school yard, one hand chucking people in the chest like, oh!
Exactly. You understand. Okay. So
Shia wants to take it out of the house because did the kids cry? Were they upset?
First of all, I commend them.
Okay. That's good.
That's what I have to say because, you know, when they saw it, yo, that shit was going left. Yo, they partnered up. They're like, okay.
Okay.
Like, yo, look.
They formed alliances. Saying.
They're like, yo, look, I'm gonna sell you all my property for nothing. And yo, and they partnered up.
Okay.
I still crushed them, but the thing is,
that's okay though. They thought.
No.
But they thought outside the box
is
what you're saying.
Yeah.
It forced them to think outside of
the
box.
You.
Okay.
Thank you.
I actually like that.
Okay.
That's what
I'm saying. They made them think different. They made them unite and come together. They realized the fault of their ways because and after I finished crushing them, I showed them. I was like, look, first of all, because what I beat them with was, you know, the cheapest properties on there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I just had those. That's all I had.
Okay.
But I built hotels on them. Like, I had like, 5 hotels on each.
That's
smart.
That's actually pretty smart.
Right? So
yes.
I'm like, yeah, that's all I got, you know? And then they were negotiating with each other, but then they're listening to my advice. You should listen to my advice. I'm on your team. So they're negotiating, and I'm giving them, I'm like, yeah, that's right. I'm like, you sure you're going to make that deal? I'm like, So the one after, I was like, guys, okay, this is a game. This is Monopoly. I was like, so you can't take advice from some of your gangs?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not going to encourage you guys to
do well. Exactly.
I'm not going to make it in these streets. So it was life lessons. You know what I mean? So I just want to encourage parents out there. It's not good to just let your children win just because they're children.
Yeah.
You're not helping them at all.
I get you.
You know what I mean? So anyway, so Shai is still trying to get rid of the game. We have the Dragon Ball Z version of Monopoly, first of all, so it's super dope.
That's
like,
very
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we go in.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so that's what it is. So she's trying to get rid of it, but because it's like a collector's item. That if it was maybe a regular Monopoly, you might be gone already. But
okay,
it's a special edition.
Okay, I hear you.
That's probably why it's still there.
Well, you know what? I like that. But the only part I don't like is that you're like saying to them like, oh, you know, you shouldn't take advice from. Let me tell you something. You're supposed to whoop their ass. And they're supposed to learn from their mistakes.
I got
you.
I'm
gonna tell you something. My dad used to beat us at every game. And then at the end, when we was mad, we say, that is not fair, Daddy. He said, okay, we're going to play one last game.
Uh-huh.
Said, what's the game? All right, you going to play? Yeah, we're going to play. 52 pickup. Boom! We would throw all the cards up in the air, and we would have to clean up the cards.
Well, that's the game.
Let me tell you something. We hated it. We used to say, oh, you see him? We're going to fix him one day. Wait till he get old.
Man.
And I'm going to tell you something, but it taught us a lot.
Talk about it.
He whipped our behinds with no remorse, and in the end,
okay.
We became good at everything
that
he did with us.
Mm-hmm.
We became great at it.
Yeah.
And when we started acting like poor sports,
mm-hmm.
he made it even worse with the 52 pickup. Like, and now because of poor sports, ta-da! I'm like, oh, what?
Yeah, yeah.
It just gets worse if you act like that.
Yeah.
So we understood some things. So we learned how to sometimes lose with a good face.
That's what
of course, and, of course.
And how to win
mm-hmm.
with grace.
Yeah, exactly.
I like
and
that.
And not be pompous. So yes. we
like
learn
that.
Those things, you know?
See it. Talk about it.
I like that.
I think that's it for me.
That's it?
Yeah, well, yeah, shit. The Solo's birthday was last week. We turned up. But anyways, that's... No, actually, no, you know what? I'm lying. Okay, well, we did kind of turn up, but we didn't do a convention. Like, we didn't go out. We just went up.
Whose birthday was it? Sorry.
Solo's.
Oh, yes, your brother's birthday. Yes,
so,
yes,
you know,
yes.
Like, and actually, I guess it was grown man things. Because honestly, it was really like, yeah, we just got together. We went up to the pub. And then, you know, we have the studio upstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just left. We listened to his music. Yo, first of all, 2022. Yo, I don't know. Solo always comes to this craziness. But anyways, that's we'll digress on the music. Yo, no, it's nuts because he played like 20 tracks I haven't heard.
Oh,
but
nice. Okay,
yo,
also, big shout outs to him.
Crazy things. But anyway, no, it's just to say, it's great to be grown. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
just,
I get that.
Just
I like
some
that.
Juice, chill, just whatever you think. Yo, just because you're brave, you don't have to go turn up, get sick. Ah, anyway,
yeah,
it
right.
So
yeah.
It was good to be grown and just, you know, celebrate with the man.
I like it. My week. Well, like I told you, God's been showing out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying in that because you know what? I write a lot. You said you got them to journal and things like that. So
mm-hmm.
I journal and I do my manifestations and my shadow work.
Word.
And with all that, you have to be patient, right? You definitely got to be patient. And you guys know me, sometimes I struggle with my patience. I'm working on it. I'm getting better.
Mm-hmm.
But I realized, like, some of the things that I manifested earlier this year are actually coming to pass now.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I read a certain book. It was called The Four Agreements. And it's like, speak with intention and certain things like that. I realized after reading that, a lot of things are changing within me, which is really good, you know? So it's been a good week in that sense. I can't
What's that book again for the people out there?
It's called The Four Agreements.
The four agreements. Where did you purchase this book?
Someone actually gifted it to me.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Someone gifted it to me.
You know what? And that's what we need to think about, too. Let's make gifting books.
Yes.
Let's make self-help
books
or spiritual empowerment books. Let's make it a habit of sharing or gifting.
Yes.
Those books.
Those are one of the best gifts.
Some people don't know what they should be reading.
Exactly.
To be better, you know? And if you want your people to be better, give them some good books.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sure. So that's been it. I mean, things have been good. I have no complaints. My mom's good. My dad's good. I was telling you guys about my father last week, but he's actually pretty good. More stuff is coming out from his childhood
mm-hmm.
that I'm learning,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I knew he would never have told me that if this didn't happen. So
right.
I'm grateful for what happened. It was, again, it was stuck to see him sad, but
mm-hmm.
I'm good.
Right.
So yeah.
I have a random question. I had a meeting yesterday with a financial planner, like you know, a financial planner, insurance person type of thing.
Yeah.
You guys have wills?
Yes, I do.
You have will?
No.
Mm-hmm.
You know, black people think it's a bad superstition to write a will because they say you die right after you write your will.
No.
No, that's ridiculous.
That's
but I'm asking the question. Yeah,
no,
yeah, no, that's,
you don't.
Because
yes, I do.
Because I always wonder why. Like, because I have a will, but it's kind of like a makeship will. Like my wife and I, we just made sure to write something.
You have something written down, exactly.
Yeah,
that's a will. That's a will.
It and,
yeah,
whatever it gets.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like it's surprising to see how many people don't plan for those.
But remember, we had this conversation before
mm-hmm.
when I talked to you and I told you guys I was helping plan one or two funerals, and
mm-hmm.
it was such a headache because the person didn't have a will, they didn't have insurance, they didn't file their taxes, they did it. This is someone from our melanated community.
Right.
And it's just because, oh, well, I don't believe in filing my taxes. Well, when you die, who's going to take care of them taxes for you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I was saying, I don't have any children, but if I left a bunch of ambulance bills behind, they're for my children. That's their penitence for me taking care of them all.
It's just...
Yeah. that's
I'm
you
taking
guys.
The ambulance here. You guys take free. This. You guys take this.
I'm taking the ambulance every like a help, like a taxi.
Goodness.
It's just, I don't know. I was thinking, I mean, it's just it's surprising. You know, so I just want to use this opportunity just to remind you guys, it's a value. Because
it is.
It's like, you don't want to leave that burden for the person that's left behind. Because, so, first of all, you're already gone into bliss. You're gone into
that's
the next
it.
Dimension.
Exactly.
Right? So not just are you leaving people sad that you're gone.
Right.
You're leaving with all kind of headaches.
Well, that's bills it. To bills pay. To pay. And then, let's not forget it. We don't live with our parents, so we have to clean out their house.
You know, all kind
we
of
we have to throw out all these kind of pots, pans, try to figure out where to send it to.
Parents do that on purpose, so it's not real life.
Oh,
keep
God.
About them. Even if you're mad, jeez, you know, like, you know, my mama died. I can't believe I had to go and clean up all that. She just had me so. But you know what? The memory lasts so much longer.
Of course.
You know, I need to leave them a bag of mess.
It's a lot. It's a lot. So you're right in saying that, you know, our people, we definitely need to be prepared because life is not promised. We don't know. We don't know. We don't know.
Life insurance, man.
Life insurance is $3 a month.
I know. It's just because honestly, like, we all know we're going to transcend. Yeah, for sure.
Well, that's the thing. That's only one of the only things that are sure in life, right?
Cash out, man.
Telling you.
Cash out.
Be ready.
Plan ahead. You know, first of all, you're probably going to reincarnate. So set yourself up. Come on.
No, seriously. Y'all gotta.
I'm just laying it out. Just saying, you guys.
No, talking. You're being real. You're being honest. And I think that that's great. Okay, so I'm going to break us up with some music.
Yes, please.
And then after that, we're going to come back and do our topic of the day.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, why do you do what you do?
Dope.
Grand Rising, my kings and my queens. My name is DJ Bobby Payne. You don't know what time it is, right? It's time to wake up. Come on, man.
Tripping. Wilding on television. You could still see ya. See ya. Television. Pimping. Pimping. Burn these boys. Pimping. Different. Yeah. D. Boy. Boys.
Mama made it. Mama made it. We made it. Mama made it. Thank God that I made it. Mama made it, we did it. Look, mama made it. Look, I remember the days. Same bitch for a week straight. I used to eat 50 cent cake. Now it's for leaps. It's for leaps for the steak. The hell it does out. The hell it does out. The hell it does out.
Drop it down, touch your toe.
Come here.
She got money, but she dance like a.
Drop it down.
Middle finger to a broke, hey.
To the ground.
All them girls get down on the floor.
Come here.
Bust it open, drop it down, touch your toe.
Come here.
She got money, but she dance like a.
Drop it down.
Middle finger to a broke, hey.
Ride on it, don't get tired on it. Do it, damn. You a freak, rise on it, put them thighs on it, going deep, hey. Rolling up, rolling up, rolling, rolling up, rolling up, rolling, rolling up, rolling up, rolling up, going in the club, tell them get back, back up, guess you got them racks up, ain't no competition, tell them other catch up, throw it in rotation, make them get up on it, do it like you nasty, do it like you on it. Got a little jump to it. Big booty got a little bump to it. Throw it back quick, here run to it. Got a lot of ones here run to it. Ay, dumping out it like this. Dumping out it like that. Ay, see how you want, keep peace how you want.
Drop it down,
do it
right
there. Ay, ride on it, don't get tired on it. You a damn to it. Ride on it, don't get tired on it. We him.
Up, I treat her like a soldier. I hit it from the back, I put her hip up, up her closure. Now rock, 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 rock,
rock, rock, rock,
yeah, yeah, what that shit talking about, yeah, what that shit talking about, come and say that, let me see what, let me see what.
I'm the hot stop, big booties in my crop top, little brains in a belly, he pulling up for that, do it with the pop rocks, toast curl, he pop lock, blue rats in the lock box,
toes in my crock crock. Let's get bad low on the west side. Ooh, pretty and she rap like left eye. And so witty on the build and the check right. Who shit sleeping on me? It's bedtime. Show my booty and thong on FaceTime. Abs on period, poo, no waistline. Hmm. So witty that pretty in real life. Running through Louis like daddy is crazy. What's your sign? I'm a cancer. Body built like wood, like a dancer. Shake that ass, throw the camera. If he a dirty, then she
everybody. Oh Lord.
My hair and my money come bundled. I spent your run on my frontal.
Yeah.
She see me and get humble. Cause it go, but I don't even want to. Hmm. Breaking back, crocodile Dundee. Make on my body like I just went hunting. So Peter, I'm being 100. That icy go stupid like a fur in a summer. Oh, left fashion week, hella casualty. I think I know what they mad at me. I'm pretty, I'm in every city, but won't hit the club unless it's a bag for me. Daddy, answer me. I need to know why you're mad at me. Cause you be complaining, you saying your feelings. I'm starting to think you can't handle me.
Twerk that, but I see chime. Twerk that, but I see chime. Twerk that, but I see chime. Twerk that, but I see chime.
Get love in the bed like I'm 40. Big C, let us sip on the 40s. The strolly up on me, cause sprouty. I'ma be finding my 40s. Oh, big booty galore. Make sure it clap when you see me on tour. He's sweating me like a sport. I play in Prada whenever I'm bored.
That's right, that's right. Get ready to be entertained, enlightened, and empowered with the Empower Hour. That's right, man. Wake up. Come on.
Tame Impala in concert. Tame Impala, Slow Rush Tour, an incredible transcendent live performance.
She just said, is it true, is it true? Tell me now, it's a promise I can make. And I won't.
Tame Impala, Place Belle, March 10th.
True, I don't know, I don't care.
Get tickets Friday, December 10th at 10 a.m. at eventgo.ca.
We've never met, and to be honest, we probably never will. That's not really important. But there are probably people out there who are important to you, who are reluctant to get the COVID-19 vaccine for themselves and for their children. We all have our reasons, but if we take the time to listen to others, we can help reassure and support them, and that's really important.
The first step to understanding is listening. If you have questions about the vaccines, visit quebec.ca/vaccine talk. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
All right, all right. We are back. We have returned. We have returned.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now it's time for topic of the day, right?
Yes.
Fueled by Pharaoh.
Yes.
Who asked us, why do we do what we do? The only thing is, before I answer this question, right? Like, what do you mean by that? Why do we do what we do with our lives in general, our careers, our, you know, daily routines? What do you mean by that?
Very good question. I don't know.
Okay.
Because it was something that just, every week we kind of brainstorm these things, and it's just like, okay, like, what is it? And, like, what came to my spirit is like, well, why do we do what we do? But even for myself, I wasn't too sure, like, are we talking about us ourselves personally, why we do what we do, or just in general, are we talking about humanity, why we think people do what they do? So I figured I'll just put it out there. I'm going to just go with the spirit like we do every week.
Okay, cool. Why do I do what I do? Geez, it's a loaded question in a sense, because I do a lot of things. But I do what I do generally, just the long and the short of it, is because what I do now, it makes me happy. I'm no longer doing anything to make anybody else happy.
Mm.
I stopped doing that. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not hiding how I feel about things. I'm not, you know, sugarcoating things for anybody. Of course, I know there's delivery without hurting anybody's feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned a lot of things throughout the years. You know, I wasn't who I am now, and I'm still learning. I'm still growing. But I do everything that I do now with intention, and the intention is for me to always grow, to always learn, to always feel good about it and not regret it. You asked me last week as well, do you have any regrets? And I said, no, because everything I do now, I know that this is what I wanted to do in the time, and I am doing it. So I do everything I do because I want to do it. I'm not forced to do it. No one's forcing me to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing everything. Again, you know, you speak with integrity and you do things with integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm making sure all my actions and my words match always as well, because that's some of the other things that I learned in the book, but I've always done that. So I do everything that I do now with the intention of feeling good at the end of the day and being happy and just just making sure that I'm happy with myself, and that's it.
I love that.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
It's girls just glow differently when they love and they sell.
Yeah, exactly. So that's me.
I like that.
Thank you, Bez.
All right. You want to go next category? Yeah, all right, cool. So why do what I do? If I have to really think back, like, I'm motivated by my inner being, so to speak, like, and I guess I'll elaborate a little bit. Like, I'm very connected to my non-physical self. So I really, like, I do what I do because I'm guided to do it.
Okay.
Right, if that makes sense. Like, a lot of things, like, I can't even take credit for a lot of the developments, a lot of the creations, because I can't say that I consciously thought them up and I was like, oh, I'm going to do this. It was really more spirit-led, and then the opportunities came, and then I just went with like, when the spirit led me to do whatever, I would do it. I wouldn't question it. I wouldn't second-guess it. It's just like that voice inside of me, that thing that just, you know, makes me do what I do, just was guiding or is guiding. So that's, like, I do what I do just because I feel it's in my calling,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, and I feel like I'm very much living on purpose.
I like that.
You know, like,
a lot.
And it's like, I think that's the best way I could put it. It's just like, you know, I'm here accomplishing something. Like, mm-hmm. I'm here, like, you know, like, I definitely feel like I'm working towards a goal.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
And it's, but it's funny because the end goal isn't super duper clear. It's just that I know that it's, by the end of it, it's going to be very uplifting. It's going to be empowering, not just for myself, but for the people in my surroundings. And it's like, I know I have a gift, and I want to use it to its fullest potential.
What's powerful is you said you don't know the end goal, but you're still going.
Yeah.
A lot of people that don't know what's going to happen in the end, they won't go because, you know what I mean? They don't know what's going to happen. But I found what's powerful is you said, mm-hmm. I know it's going to be rewarding. I know it's going to be good. You already put it out in the universe, and you're just going towards it. I like that.
But that's truly the meaning of following or allowing the universe or the Lord to light your steps.
That's exactly right.
And walking out on faith.
That's right.
And so what it means is that he has true
mm-hmm. yes
faith that he is being stirred and led in the right direction in order for the goal to be completed.
Exactly.
And he has faith in who is leading him,
mm-hmm.
so he is walking in blind faith.
Right.
I love that.
And that is something that we all should aspire.
Yes. Yes.
Because having a connection that close to the universe, that close to the Lord, lets you know that you're on the right path. And this is what we were talking about before, like when I say mm-hmm. how I know I'm walking in a room and me and the same people is wearing these combinations mm-hmm. of the same color,
yes.
the same
right.
pattern,
yes.
the same stuff, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is it. Yeah. This is where I was supposed to be.
Right.
That's kind of like that,
right.
you know?
Right.
Like, I don't know what the outcome is going to be when I get to this destination, but the people told me show up, and he didn't make me fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
The universe didn't make me get in bed and be like, oh, well, I'm tonight.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
He actually got me up and brought me here.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely believe in the walking out on blind faith, and I love that about you. I really do.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
I love that, because that's, you know, that's how you know that he's faith-based.
Exactly. Yeah. Big time. Big time.
That means something.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah, no, and it's really that. And I guess that's really what it is. But you just said something that I want to make sure is clear. It's because the blind faith I have is in that non-physical entity that is me. Like, I don't give that. I can't say I put faith in a religion. I can't say I put faith in a book, so to speak. I really put faith in my non-physical self that's connected to the universe. If that makes any sense.
It does.
You know?
It makes
that's
a lot of sense.
The universe is for those who don't understand that far into it, who are not that deep into it. They may say the Lord, their God.
Right.
But
right.
It is our governor. It's
right.
Really, if we just want to take all of those names out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Our governor, our government.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
I like
that.
It.
So, yeah.
I like that.
You know, so at the end of the day, that's really what it is. That's why I do what I do.
Queen Kaya, why do you do what you do, my love?
Because my parents were stone cold. My parents built this machine.
Okay.
In my life.
Yeah.
And I you know, I believe in patterns and pathology. I talk about this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that what my parents felt like they lacked or needed as children, they made us be.
Okay, I like that.
So that whoever was around us would feel full the way that they always wanted to feel. My mom, I talked about this on another show too, that my mom feels like part of it is a curse. She feels like her mother taught her how to be responsible for her siblings. And then she taught me how to be responsible for my siblings.
Okay.
But when I went to prison, my mother spoke to the courts. She stood up in front of the judge and threw herself at the mercy of the courts and begged them not to take me. And wow. She said, I need to tell you two things about my daughter. She said, I can promise you that anything that Kaya came to do, it wasn't something meant to be bad.
Okay.
And I can tell you too, that she probably did it because she felt like she needed to take care of us. And I ask you to have mercy on my child because
wow.
I made her feel responsible for us and I shouldn't have done that. And she said, I just want to tell you that I'm sorry, Kaya. And I stood there and that was the first time she had said the words to me, but I do what I do because that's what my parents built me to be. They made me be a big sister and to all. That's all I know how to be. And I laugh about this sometimes, but I have 16 siblings. So I take four sandwiches and cut them each in four pieces.
And everybody
so that we can each have a piece. And that's what I know how to be. So I am what I am because I am built this way. My parents made me what they needed me to be in order for our union to be complete. And I think that they did that to all of us. They put us all in a position and gave us all a task. And we live out that task. And sometimes it's verbal and sometimes it's not. But I think all of us, each one of us in this world, is put on a task by our caregivers, by the people who take care of us.
Absolutely.
And sometimes we live out those things. And sometimes, you know, we find other ways of getting it done. But that's truly how I believe that, why I do the things that I do.
Wow. Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
These segments. Hey, just,
these are good.
Yeah. You know, I'm like, man, that's heavy. That's really, that's real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, because like you said, it's really like your parents, like they really structured you in a way.
That's true. Yes.
And you know, but you know what's wild is when you look even beyond that, prior to getting here, you chose those parents because you're like, yo, there's certain fundamentals I'm going to need to be able to do what I'm doing.
True. That's true. That's true. That is true. Yes.
Like, you know,
that's true.
I know what I can add to these people's lives, and I know
that's
what I need
true.
From them, and that's true. These people are going to need a me.
Facts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we talked a couple of weeks ago, we had a show, we talked about our parents, you know, when did you realize that your parents were human? When did you feel like you became your parents' parents?
Yes, right. Yes.
But
yes.
I think that's how we're sent here, right? Because we understand that it's a mission. And
yeah.
When God rolls out that big book in front of us and says, you know, choose who your mommy and daddy are going to be. You know, it's not by coincidence that this boy over here gets a dad that's absentee or a mom that passes away before he gets a chance
to
see
her. Yes.
We know this before, you know, we choose.
Yeah, that's true.
They say we choose them.
Yeah.
I have a niece, actually, Alea. Her birthday was the day before yesterday. And she actually used to tell a story. She had a shop and people used to say, oh, her mother told her to tell that story. But I'm going to tell you something. This little baby just said this. Nobody coaxed her to say this. She just said it, but she said, you know what? I wanted to tell you guys. She was like two. She was just turning three, I think.
Okay.
She said, I wanted to tell you guys that, you know, one day God came to me. And when I was, before I came here, though, I didn't know you guys yet. But one day God came to me and it was dark, dark, dark. But then it was light. And then he came and it was a book in front of me. And then I was somebody, but I didn't know who I was. I could only see my hands. But he told me, this is the book and choose your mommy and daddy. And I kept going and kept going and kept going and kept going. When I got to this one picture, I said, oh my God, look at her. She's so beautiful. He said, but when I touched your face, I started falling. And I didn't know where I was going, but then all of a sudden I was in your belly.
Wow. That's
little
real
stuff. A story. And she just made 16 day before yesterday. But I can tell you this, I'll never forget this little girl telling us, saying, I chose my mom. I loved how she looked.
Wow.
She was so pretty.
I love this.
I like that.
And that's what she said.
Yeah,
Woo! That's real.
Woo! Guys, this is the Empower Hour, man.
This is the Empower Hour. Yeah. On that note, we're going to, because we're blessed, we're all blessed, we're going to play some Blessed, mm-hmm. and then we're going to come back with the business. So,
cool.
Hey, I'm Nerdy.
Welcome to the OSC Business Zone.
Black excellence at its finest.
Black Kemet gods, yeah. Black Egyptian gods, go. Summoned from heaven, blessed, dressed in only go yard, homie go hard.
So as you guys already know, this is the OFC Business Zone. For those who do not know, OFC stands for One Full Circle. We are the Melanated Community Resource Hub and Network. Please think of us first for all your community and your business needs. And as you guys know, the Business Zone is where we bring you that melanated excellence. So now, we have spoken about this. We've been talking about this for weeks. The OFC, we have our OFC business team that's been meeting on Mondays, and we're doing all kind of awesome things and we're developing. And one of the things we said is that we're going to make it a point to connect on a weekly basis to make sure that the businesses who are taking part with us are highlighted and featured on the OFC Business Zone. So we have another amazing guest with us this blessed morning. So we have Brother Stanley Sherry, aka Seven, owner and founder of the Union Jah Online University. Welcome, my brother. Welcome to the Business Zone. Thanks for being with us.
Blessed love, everyone. Blessed love, Pharaoh. Yes, I, King Selassie I the first. So yes, I'm Seven, aka Stanley Cherry, aka Seven, because I always call myself Seven now. So yes, it's a pleasure to be on the radio to expose this education platform. It's the higher education platform, actually. So found this, it's amazing for everybody that wants to educate themselves, as minimal as it is to catch up your high school or doing a bachelor or a technical skills that you want to learn, or even you want to do your master or your doctorate degree. So give you thanks. See? It's a pleasure to be on the air.
I love this. So basically, let's give the people an idea. So, like, first of all, who is Seven, and what inspired you to create this this platform?
So me, I'm born in Canada. My parents are born in Haiti, and being young, I was a b-boy. I was breakdancing very young, 13, 14. Then around 17, I started to study nursing. I did my CJEP, and then when I finished, I started to work in the hospital. And then I realized that those doctors, it's my skill. So I would go back to CJEP to do health sciences and apply to med school. I applied to many med school at that time, and I was not admitted. So I decided to go do a bachelor. While I was doing my bachelor in nursing, I still applied to to medical school, but in other country. So I was applying in Île Sabah and St. Kitts. So I got admitted at St. Kitts at the same time I was finishing my bachelor of nursing. And by this admission, I had to go get $200,000 from the bank for a loan, for $100,000 for the course, $100,000 to live there. So I was not able to get the loan. Nobody in my family wanted to co-sign, no friends, nobody. So I ended up making an idea of making a business in the health field that I could help people at home, especially, and also in clinic, but especially at home that were missing care. But I didn't know what was it. And so I just designed the project. I created the idea. Took me 3 years to not do nothing with the idea. And then when my life was ups and down, so I decided to just, let's take it seriously. So 2017, I started to take it very seriously, the clinic. So developed lots of connection, lots of people wanted the care. So I developed lots of blood tests at home, electrocardiogram at home, injection, vaccination. I had lots of pharmacies, like 8 pharmacies, 9 residents I was going. before the pandemic was amazing. So this home care got me to say, well, yes, there's a revenue, there's a capacity, but at the same time, during the beginning of 2021, I started to say that my Union Jai University was not active. And if anything happened one day, what do I do if I'm not able to do the nursing anymore? And it's all online. We cannot go out. We saw with the pandemic. So put up the idea that I could balance some fund with my personal money to invest into a platform that will have education. And at that time, I wanted course, but I didn't know the structure. And now I'm very clear about the structure. Is finishing your high school, doing a bachelor degree, or doing a master or a PhD degree. So yes, we could include everybody except the elementary school, because online school for them is very too complicated. So this is the parcours until the Union Jai University of Stanley 7.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And see, and so you basically evolved, like, because health and wellness is definitely pinnacle. But right after that, we're talking education. Like, if we're going to empower our society, empower our community, education is key. And we already see that, you know, like the school systems have areas of development. That's why I like that. That's my politically correct way of saying that the school sucks. But it's like there's areas of development. There's things that they need to do, you know, like a bit better. And it's no fault of the teachers. They're trying their best. But a lot of times, like the system, the structure that the schools are, the school boards and the government are putting in place is not convenient for nurturing ideal health, you know, not health, but I mean ideal education, sorry. Yes. So basically, no, I love what you're doing. Now, so I had a quick question. So go ahead.
I really understand what you said. And that's what the fundamental basic of everything that will be the education, because there's a lot of questions that would be asked to me, what kind of education you want to provide, because like that you're going to make lots of people run. Okay, so the idea is to base every knowledge on Haile Selassie University. What is Haile Selassie University, for people that doesn't know and listening? It's the king of Ethiopia. In 1930, he had the coronation, and during all his reign until 74, let's put it like that, that we as Rasta, we say he never died. They captured him, but after that, he disappeared in his hand, and that's why they made a big idea about his death. But during his life, his principal mission, it's education. So that's why you will see that the Ethiopian, starting from poverty, went to a high level of living. And this is only based on the education. And what is this education? It's the divine teachings coupled with the best human experience. So if anybody will listen well, carefully, that's how I managed to understand what was a difference between their institution and another kind of institution that will be called Unity with Jah. Jah would be this absolute God, divine power, higher energy, higher source of life. And the Unity would be this human being like you and me connecting to this force. What are we doing with this force now? We're having this divine teaching coupled with your experience. Now we're on the radio show, and now you're doing a radio show for your people. So what would be it? Would be the best morality, the genuine. You could be very truthful. You could give them information that will make them grow, that will then make them follow a proper path in life, that their life experience will be the best. So you understand that they're not providing this best life experience. They want you to be slave, they want you to be a different kind of individual combined with robotic, combined with such things that you don't want. It's not life itself in the education. So yes, there's many kind of education. This one you said in the system, it sucks. This one we're bringing is made on the fundamental experiment that it was done in the country of Ethiopia, and it rises up them from poverty to a higher standard of living.
I love that. And for those, just to give context too, and we won't deep dive now, but I think it is definitely worth maybe even one time having you come back on to talk about Haile Selassie, the Majesty, and just what he had done for not just Ethiopia, but just representing as a representative for Blacks, period. Because we're talking this is the same general that went up against, I think it was the Italian army and won, right? You know what I mean? So we're talking a person and to know that he has that military tact, but also his focus is education. Anybody who's trying to move forward in life should be looking hard for these books, looking hard to try to get this information and this knowledge. So I thank you for what you're doing, because I know it's very needed in this time that we're in right now. Yes. Because we're in a change, we're in a shift, right? Things that are not going to be very soon. So us as individuals, as long as we're conscious and we're feeling the vibe, we should be doing everything in our power to start creating our own infrastructures. So I definitely encourage us a lot. I have another quick question. So let's say a person wants to, let's say naturopathic medicine, how to eat better, or somebody who's more spiritually inclined wants to teach somebody how to meditate or do yoga or different things like that. Is there a space for that on the platform?
Yes, it's called the Faculty of Health. The Faculty of Health contains holistic health, medicine, nursing, pharmacy, physiotherapy, radiology technician. So as the other university, they don't want to include everything with the holistic health, and all the department of the holistic health are fundamental, even first in this program of health that we're putting in, because we don't want to put the pharmacy first, because it's a last resort. For them in this system, it's a first. For the new system of health and mentality of education, this is the first, is the holistic health, and the last is the pharmacy going with the medication of the actual today remedies.
Beautiful, my brother. That is exactly what it is. So now, I know we have a couple awesome things coming up. So I wanted us to take a moment to talk about what the new initiatives coming up, and then if we could also plug on how you guys also are generating revenue for the university.
Sure. So we decided November 2nd to do the first inauguration of the Wisdom School. So this was just opening those that reality of those 10 books that are related with Haile Selassie. So we're selling those books in a curriculum of knowledge that will be proposed to people. For now, if I give an example, we have the book From Babylon to Timbuktu, From Babylon to Rastafari, Haile Selassie Speeches 1 and 2. You have the autobiography of Haile Selassie 1 and 2. You have the From Sheba Race, The Son of Sheba Race. You have also the Kebra Negas and the Feta Negas. What is the Kebra Negas? Is the glory of the kings, that the relationship of Solomon and Sheba that brought Melanic first to Ethiopia as the first king of Ethiopia. And the Feta Negas is the Christianity deriving from the eunuch that was baptized from that Queen Candace into her journey to Jerusalem. And they came back with the Christianity to Ethiopia 2000 years ago. That is the organization of the Law of Kings. So there's a structure inside of this teaching. So we're selling those books. Other thing that we want to finance in the university now, it's an objective we're giving ourselves. It's to sell 900 cups of coffee, the Ethiopian coffee. We have a different region of the coffee. It's known as one of the best coffee in the world, the best flavor, the best taste, the best aromas. And it will be a way to finance the university students, because our objective is, yes, we value our courses. Let's say it's 1,200,000 in Quebec. It's 2,700,000 in the States, and even in other country.
But when you say you mean 2,700, right? Like
yes, 2,700 like, okay, for, yeah, okay. For one course. For one course, that's the value of it. So
right.
We found it's very expensive for people in Africa or people that in Asia or all over the world that will have difficulty to pay. So we want to finance their study, and we don't want to ask nobody money. We want to ask you, for those that are your friends or your people you know, could they taste the Ethiopian coffee that we have available now? And this will make the money available for a few kids now that want to finish their high school that have difficulty. We could pay those teachers that will enroll right away on the platform. And we could start also with bachelor degrees. So this coffee, it's an objective. So December 4th now, thank you, give thanks. December 4th, we have a Rastaman Business and Economical Forum that we're putting in place just to discuss about the strategies and the way that we could approach for the e-commerce of those books that we have, of everything on the platform that we're selling. Also, we want to be able to know about the cryptocurrency and the currencies that are available. If the currency are able for student banking, let's say cryptocurrency for people in Africa to pay their fees with it on the platform, we try to integrate that knowledge on the platform. And it's an objective because all of them that knows about crypto, now they're making money, but they want to use that money and it's not transferable right away to buying a car or buying a house, so they could buy knowledge for themselves for their future. So that's why this meeting will be important also for the international trade, because on the platform, for sure, we connected with Africa, we connected with Asia, we connected with Europe, so South America and everywhere. So we want to know how we could move product from a region to a region to be more profitable for people now. So this is how
I love it.
We managed to finance.
Like this is foundational. This is honestly, this is awesome. It's super foundational for our people. So for those who want to join on the 4th, how do they get in contact with you? Where do they get the information from to be able to take part?
First thing, I would invite everybody. There's people that can't go to the site when I say unionja.com. Don't be impressed by the site. That's the first thing I will say to everybody. Know that there's a community inside of the site. It's not like Facebook. It resembles Facebook, but now we're doing it only for education and contact purposes. So you could register on the platform. Then when you register on the platform, you will be able to post anything you want or to find Stanley 7. Ask a friend, contact. You could send messages. You could create your own document inside of the platform. Like that, those documents, you'll be able to send them for your homework or if you are a teacher to do your PowerPoint or your connection. This is a friendly, free site that's available for everybody now. And it's not because you enroll in the university that you could access. No, it's free for everybody. There's those courses that will be specific. Yes, you could go inside and after register for a course. So if you want to contact me, unionjauniversity7@gmail.com, unionjauniversity7@gmail.com. Or you could go on the platform, you post something to say, yes, you want to be involved in the forum. Or you could call me directly, 514-562-9995. So there's a few ways. Social media, not yet, because the platform itself will be on social media. I don't promote myself on social media anymore.
I totally understand and I respect that. So as we're wrapping up, this has been a very, very powerful interview, and I thank you again for being here and for what you're doing. I had two quick questions that came to my mind. So one, if I'm understanding correctly, the platform is inviting students as well as teachers
to come and take part. So if there's an educator that likes what they're hearing and they want to get involved and they want to bring their course to your platform, they could get involved. But then on yes. the flip side, if I'm a student and I want to learn and I want to come and take part, I also could sign up and get involved, and I basically get in where I fit in there. That's exactly. what I understood. Is that
correct? Yes, this is perfect. For everybody, the teacher and the student. Now for sure the student has to send message, register, and as we opening now, you just tell us your needs and we find the teachers to start up the class. We'll try to have a minimum of 5 people to start per class. That's why we discussed with the coach. That coach was suggesting this. So everybody that wants to be student have to wait that the opening of the class also has been done. But student, teachers, let's say they want to do it, let's farm publicity to find the student required. Word of mouth, I think we're going to have teachers and students very fast.
I love that. And so my other last, actually, okay, I have one more question and a suggestion. So my other quick question or quick question is just to get clarity. So if like, would you say the school has like a religious base? Because I know we would like, can you just clarify for us, like for those who are like, when they hear Selassie and stuff like that and Rastafarian, like if they're not religiously inclined, like is this school for them? Like can you elaborate and clarify what the difference is?
Okay, I'm just make it very clear. It's science fundamentally, because the religious aspect, don't forget, you could read it, you cannot experiment all the time in a specific time frame, the same situation and activity. So if people will understand me, the fact that we are based our knowledge on Haile Selassie version of the Bible, it's an Amharic Bible that I don't even myself know that I'm looking for teachers to show me. So it will be based on this language, alphabet, mathematics, physics, chemistry, biology, and et cetera, for the skills. So when you go to school today, before the schools were run by the religious, now the schools are run by the government with their right. programs. Now what we're saying, we bring back the fundamental of the knowledge of Haile Selassie version of the Bible, that it's all over the Bible that you find every knowledge of science and life and God and the course of history and the poetry. And this is really a cultivation of a higher mind, because right, there's right. linguistic, it's translated in every language in the world. So you have to understand that if somebody is affected by the religious side, you have to see that, let's say to do the Ark of the Covenant, it's something that it's described inside of the Bible as an element of physics also, because the light of God go inside of this golden Ark. So, physics, chemistry, mathematics were all included. How to make a house, how to make a temple, how to make a school, how it's connecting. So the question is it religious? Religious, no. Science, yes, based on all the God and the reality around us, the nature and... You see what I mean?
Love. No, I thank you for clarifying that, because I think it was important, because certain people might hear it and hear Rastafarian. I don't know. It sounds like something religious, but we can't forget that the school system when they started, like you said, it was the Catholic Church that was bringing out a lot of the schools, and that went completely left, like that day, because the foundation was off. So what we're talking right now is that the foundation is science, and one of the best teachers of the science was Haile Selassie. So it's like, you have to understand, like, so when we're using that model, that structure, it's because of that. All right. And I think that was just important to clarify, just in case people might have a misconception. And last thing is just, I guess, more like a suggestion or something to consider. and maybe even to share for our listeners, is that I know we have spoken about it, and because you're part of the business team as well, we had mentioned it, where if businesses want to become sponsors, we could advertise, we could buy sponsorship packages on the website. We won't go into too much detail now, but if entrepreneurs are hearing this, they could also get involved to put up their logos and their company brands on the website. By them sponsoring the site, they're also helping and making it possible for other people to get access to education. So it has a double benefit there. And something else maybe you could consider, and this is something that maybe I could bring to the OFC members or the team, would be creating scholarships. So like, let's say the OFC, we want to raise like $1,000 or $5,000, and we want to create a scholarship to, you know, that for a youth or a student to be able to take part in a class or two. That could be something else that you guys could consider. All right, you guys know how, you know how I like to get down. I like to plant those seeds and give that extra juice in every call, in every meeting. So we're gonna wrap up. We've gone over our 15 minutes, but I couldn't help it. I mean, there's a lot of knowledge and information we have to share. So that's just what I do. But so what I like to do before we close out, do you have any empowering words that you want to leave for the people?
So I would say that the true sharing, the true knowledge, the true life experience. If everybody listening, you want to refocus, you want to re-empower yourself. Yes, you empowered yourself, but you don't know it's not enough. Yes, come to Union Jai University. Ask your question if you want to teach. Ask your question how to teach, how to get better. If you had always a dream of teaching, it's the time. It's the time. If you have a dream to learn, you were missing something, it's the time. It's the time.
Thank you for that, my brother. Thank you again. So everybody, it's so big. Like, I would just give the website one more time. So it's unionja.com. Go ahead. Unionja.com. UNIONJAH.com. Guys, check it out. Brother Seven, thank you for being with us again on the Empower Hour and on the OFC Business Zone. This has been another amazing interview. We thank CKUT 90.3 FM for this opportunity and wishing the rest of you guys an amazing day. Peace and blessings.
Thanks. Give thanks, Pharaoh. Blessed be to King Selassie. One love.
My love.
A Tribe Called Red is the Hallucination with their new record, One More Saturday Night, featuring Javier Mighty, Tanya Tagak, and more, out now.